USA Radio News.
The suspected terrorist accused of plowing through cyclists outside the House of Parliament was recently kicked out of a university. The Sudanese immigrant is continuing to be questioned by the authorities. Aaron Cohen is a security analyst and former member of the Israel Defense Forces. He says what we saw yesterday in the UK is a new form of terrorism.
Well, I think what we're seeing, guys, is the next evolution of terrorism, which I'm calling nomad terror. And what I mean by that is you just don't have to belong to a terror group anymore. We've been saying the term, and we've said it, you know, dozens of times, you and I, lone wolf. And I think there's a next evolution that's happening here. And so you don't have to be part of a terror cell. You don't have to be given specific instructions.
Students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School returned to a more secure campus today as they begin their first school year since a gunman killed 17 people in the freshman building. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
More positive economic news released by the federal government and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
Retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts thought they'd be. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 0.1% retail analysts had forecast. Sales were almost 6.5% higher than in July of last year. Big gains in clothing and motor vehicles driving the increase last month. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs also better than expected. The figures show productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest performance in 3 years. Labor costs are down 0.9%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A suicide bomber targeted students at a university in the Shiite neighborhood of Kabul, Afghanistan on Wednesday, killing 48 people and wounding at least 67 in the attack. The attack was blamed by an Islamic State group. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Federal investigators are warning U.S. banks about a sophisticated global fraud scheme involving cyber criminals hacking ATMs. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
During what it calls an ATM cash-out, the FBI says thieves can hack a bank or payment card processor and use cloned cards at ATMs worldwide to withdraw millions in just a few hours. The Bureau warned the attacks were expected in the coming days. It also said hackers plan to use malware to access bank customer information, exploit network access, and allow large-scale ATM thefts. Experts say the thieves send data to co-conspirators who imprint the information on reusable magnetic strip cards.
A new report came out that said Google may still be tracking you even though you turn off your location tracking. Now, this doesn't seem to sit right with many consumers, and Morgan Wright is the CEO of Crowdsource Investigating. He says turning off your tracking on Google, it's not too easy.
They do it even if you shut off your location tracking, say, I don't want to track where I'm at. They still do it. Look, this is one of those things to drill down and find it. It takes 8 steps and 3 PhDs to figure out where do you have to go into the settings to do it. It is not intuitive. It took people from Princeton. Very smart guys at Princeton to figure this out. So can you imagine 99.9% of the rest of us have no clue how to go and shut this off
before
that
in
fact it was being done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.